Pro Savings Days are on at Lowe's. Get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, My Lowe's Pro Rewards members get an additional 5% off when you buy 5 or more select GE, Whirlpool, and Electrolux kitchen or laundry major appliances. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 123. Discount valid to My Lowe's Pro Rewards members only. Exclusions and other restrictions apply. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See associate or Lowe's.com for details. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
All right, lads, welcome back to the Inside MC podcast. Everything you need to know inside Minecraft. That intro is going to be changed next week. I'm going to think of something a little bit better. And you guys are going to see why as well. You will know the next podcast because this podcast is being recorded on a Wednesday because I was meant to have a podcast out on this Friday that we're recording it. So literally in 2 days' time. However, due to circumstances, that has been cancelled. Not going to get into it. Don't want to get into it. But I have replaced that podcast on Friday with the person I am recording with today, who I'll announce in a minute. I just want to say a few more things. There is going to be a big announcement out on Wednesday. If you're listening to this after 5 days after this podcast comes out, and it's already announced over on the Twitter. And if you're listening to this in like a month's time, then you'll probably see what it is on the podcast page. But today, I am joined with a very special guest who I'm hoping to get this podcast out on Friday, but I work. I have a job. I have a real life job. Oh my goodness. So it means that I might have to postpone this podcast to about Saturday or Sunday. We'll see. It's definitely coming out this week though. But I am joined with the one and only Bertha, darling.
Hello, darling. Oh my gosh. Wait, so I'm a replacement.
You are, yeah, but you knew this. You knew this, Bertha. I told you this.
I did. It's true. It's true. Actually, I don't think I want to do my voice. Is it okay if I scrap that voice and just do my normal voice? It's tiring.
You don't want to do your voice for an hour plus worth of a podcast, Bertha?
No. It's exhausting.
Wow, that's all right. Sure. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, cool. Well, hi. I mean, it's pretty similar, and all my American friends think that I sound exactly the same, which I don't know if it's offensive or, but either way, hello, darling. It's Bertha.
Do you like the Bertha voice?
I do, and I love doing it because I find when I do the Bertha voice, I have just so much more confidence.
Then it's not offensive, because, is it?
I guess not, but I just feel like when I do that voice, it's almost like wearing a mask. So
yeah,
have you, I don't know if we can talk about this, so if we can't, but have you ever been drunk?
Yeah, we can talk about this. Yeah, of course. I've been, well, I get a quick story before you get into that then. That's just a little.
Okay.
One night, okay, me and my dad went out, and I'm a Guinness drinker. And one night we went out, and it was way too hot. It was like a few months back in June, maybe, actually.
Right.
Or no, it was April, I think it was. Anyways, it was too hot to have Guinness. So me and my dad, he's never really drunk it before, not for years. Anyways, we decided to have cider, which I'm quite a cider drinker. Got yes. Carried away, had 16 rounds each. Didn't end well. So
16?
Yes. So yes, I have been drunk, Bertha. Yes, I have. Yes. So
okay. Well, so you know when you're drunk and
yeah. You
just kind of all of your worries, all of your anxieties about social situations, what people think of you, and all that stuff. You know how that just like goes.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Well, that's what happens when I become Bertha, darling.
Fair enough. And that's nice. It's nice to have a little like character for content creation, I guess.
But we'll for sure
get into talking about that more in a minute. I was just more saying because of the whole, you said if you don't know if it was offensive or not, so it was more leading into that punchline, really.
Okay, sorry, I waffle.
No, please waffle away. Like I said, like I've had other podcasts that are very, very long, so I'm more than happy to do it to have another long one. But Bertha, I did have, oh, that's it. That's it. So we're talking about you being a replacement. I mean, if you want to, we can completely scrap the podcast now and I can bring you back on in October if you like.
No, I'm good.
No, you actually, don't that long.
No, I've been begging to talk about myself for the last 2 months, so I'm ready.
I don't think it was 2 months. I invited you on last month, but I said it to you. I said, like, would you be interested in coming on as a guest last month?
Right, but I mean, I've still just been dying to talk about myself.
Yeah, that's fair enough. I've always said I'd love to be invited on a podcast. Still waiting for the day to come.
You'll be waiting a little longer, but
will I?
No?
Hinting at something here, are we?
No.
Okay.
Looks around.
Before we get into talking more about you then, Bertha, more about Bertha Darling and everything, I don't know. Do I say that? Do you hear any difference when I say Bertha Darling? I'm trying to, but like, I'm not sure if you
hear. Oh, are you trying to do the voice?
Not trying to do the voice, but just trying to like, Bertha Darling. Like, do you hear
Go
any
on,
difference?
Trying to do the voice.
I just did it there, so you don't hear anything.
Oh. Wait, no, try it one more time now that I know you're trying to do the voice.
Bertha Darling.
Yeah, I can hear the difference. Bertha Darling.
Bertha
just
Darling.
Very like, oh, yes. Like, just, it's, I don't even know.
Yas queen.
No, not quite.
That's why I can't guess. Yeah, I'm thinking of the wrong thing.
But
I always like to use the intro, which, I mean, we've already been recording for 6 minutes. Oh my goodness, okay. Oh, this one's going to fly by. I can feel it. I always like to give the intro for you to introduce yourself, tell people who you are, what you do, a little rundown to kind of give people a little bit of a warm-up as to who Bertha Darling is.
Yeah, we're going to have to work on that.
We'll work on it.
Yeah, okay. So, hi, everyone. I'm Bertha. Some would call me Bertha Darling. I normally just go by Bertha, but you can call me anything, honestly. I am a content creator. Sometimes I mess up my own accent, like my own voice. Anyway, hello. Yes, I am a content creator. I am 25 years old and I live in the UK. And I've been making content for a very long time, but I've only been doing my Bertha stuff for about... Is it like 3 or 4 months now, I think?
Oh.
It's a very... Yeah, it's not long at all. I've only been doing it for like since April, I want to say.
Okay, all right.
Yeah. Oh, maybe cool. If you did your research, maybe that.
I had somebody do the research for me, I'll have you know. Because I'm a busy man. No, trust me. And some of the topics I have here, Bertha, I have some very controversial topics about... No.
Oh, no!
No, nothing controversial. No, they did quite... I mean, I did a bit of research, of course, but finding something like that when you've been uploading for quite a while is a bit, I guess, harder to find. I mean, is there any direct place where you mentioned how Bertha Darling is a completely new account?
At my YouTube channel.
You mentioned it on YouTube?
I mean, you can see my my past video.
Yeah, 5 months ago, but I just, you know. I mean, the channel's been around since June 2022, so...
It has?
Yes, it has. So, see?
Oh, I use an old account. Yikes.
Exactly. Well, and see, now you can see where the confusion comes from.
I get it. That's my fault. I apologize.
All your fault, Beth. All your fault. obviously, I did a bit of research myself, but I have one of my mates who kind of helps me out a little bit when I'm busy.
That's cool.
I mean, I reached out to you, I believe it was Monday. I reached out to say about recording today. And yeah, because I reached out to you Monday while I was at work, and then Monday night announced you as a guest, and then today recording. So, I mean, like, I knew the basics about you, but I obviously couldn't, because of work, I didn't really have that much time to, you know.
I know, I'm just kidding. I'm very sarcastic, and that's... Bertha's incredibly sarcastic, but the person under the mask is also pretty sarcastic, so if I say anything that you're not quite sure the tone of, it's gonna 99% be sarcasm. So
that is just, I annoy a lot of people. I used to annoy a lot of people in secondary school with my sarcasm as well, so don't worry about it. I can also be very sarcastic as well, it's gonna be a fun, but it's just sarcasm back and forth constantly.
Yeah, like, what's the truth? We'll never know.
hopefully everything you say on the podcast, considering it's about you, is gonna be truthful, you know. Can't see why you'd lie.
I would never.
With that being said though, Bertha, let's move into talking about your past. So, nothing deep. Everything on this podcast is pretty much going to be about Bertha, because I guess, your Bertha Darling is essentially a character for you. Whereas, like, but it's also, Bertha Darling is also still a content creator. It's a character, but it's also a content creator. Whereas, like, Insane Orbits isn't a character. Insane Orbits is myself, but I'm also a content creator, if that makes sense. So that's when I say, when I talk about, we're going to be talking about Bertha Darling, we're still pretty much talking about you, because your character is Bertha Darling, but we're going to be talking about the content creator side of things, or for you and for Bertha, kind of thing.
Okay.
Not splitting, just all combined kind of thing, because
of course.
For the podcast, you are Bertha Darling, but obviously not talking in the voice or talking that, but just, yeah. So.
Yes, exactly, yeah.
For starters, so you said that Bertha Darling has only been around 5 months.
Yeah.
Okay. So, and this is why I'm glad I didn't do any research on this, because I would have known. Did you do content creation or anything like that beforehand, or is Bertha Darling your first shot at content?
No. So I've been doing content creation for a job for the last 4 or 5 years.
Oh.
Just never my face or my voice. I've just worked on things, a lot of things behind the scenes. It's basically been my job to work on YouTube channels and like help them grow and build them up and everything like that. And then back in August 2022, so last year, I had an idea for a YouTube channel that was all about Empires SMP. So I found my friend Prismarina, and she became the face of that. But behind the scenes, there was quite a lot, you know, going into it. A lot of people working on it, stuff like that. And then, I just thought, you know what? I want to have a little play in this pool. So then I decided I wanted to go.
So you weren't in Empires SMP. The channel was just going to be about Empire.
Yeah, the whole channel was basically just like updates and news, recaps, stuff like that.
Oh, so kind of like if you've ever heard of them, like All Things MCC or MCC The Show, they're just channels dedicated
exactly.
to MCC, but no association.
No association.
Other than CPK, I guess, because he's a contestant.
Yeah. But there was no association between Prismarina and Empires, no.
So that channel never got up and running? Oh, it did.
It did, yeah. It did for a few months, yeah. I mean, the channel grew, before we stopped uploading on there, the channel grew to, I think, like 35,000 subs in...
Jeez, okay.
I think it was 3 months total that we worked on it. And then as Empires kind of started to... And this is no shade, but as Empires started to kind of... I don't want to say die off, but like a little... Yeah. It so did the channel, so we stopped it.
And then is Empires SMP still around?
It ended a few months ago.
Oh, so the channel would have essentially, I mean, unless you did all these like past highlights and stuff, but it's only so long you can do that for, really. You know?
Exactly, yeah. It was like so much work behind the scenes, and not, we feel like we reached our peak already with it, so there was there was kind of nowhere else to go with that.
And then your experience with like working in the content creation scene, etc., is what essentially helped you kind of kickstart the channel so quickly. Because getting I know it was about an already big thing, but getting a channel that quickly is, you know, pretty impressive. I'll give you that much.
Thank you.
Oh yeah, sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, it's okay.
And then, so you said you enjoyed that, you enjoyed making content on that, and that's when you turned around and said, you know what, I want my own channel, I want to do my own thing, about me,
kind
of thing, or about the character. And then that's when Bertha Darling stemmed 5 months ago.
Yeah.
So, 2 different questions from this one, and I'll ask them one by one if you answer. The first one, where did the name Bertha Darling come from? And I'm going to start calling you Bertha from now, but the full name is Bertha Darling. So where did that name come from? What was the idea behind it?
Okay, so I love this story. So when, if the viewers don't know, there was an SMP called Witchcraft SMP, and it was all about witches, basically. Each witch had a different power. It was really cool, honestly. I love the concept.
We're going to talk about it more.
I was working behind the scenes on that with Joey Graceffa, and we were talking about having an NPC in the middle to trade things with, and I randomly just put the name... Actually, that's a lie. At first, I put a very controversial name, let's say. It was...
Tell me how
okay.
you
they were called...
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's...
And then I was like, you know what? Like, let me just change this name to something appropriate. Yeah, so I just changed it to Bertha very, very randomly. And then Joey was like, yeah, it works. That's fine. So I think... And then the story goes, obviously, with the whole NPC stuff, but I'm sure we'll go on to that in a bit. It was very, very, it was random, basically. Bertha, the name, just came out of nowhere. And then the darling part was because I always say darling all the time. That's like my whole shtick, I guess. I call everyone darling. I'll say darling to anything. It's just very like Bertha's thing. So I put two and two together and I was like, Bertha, darling. It has such a nice little ring to it. So, yeah.
And then after that, I can imagine that the voice of Bertha Darling wasn't what you like. I can't imagine you was in voice calls speaking like that, like, because obviously now you're in a call now speaking with, I guess, I it feels weird saying your normal voice. It feels weird to say, but like, I don't know how else to say it. So Bertha Darling comes from the NPC, which, I mean, we'll talk about more about the NPC anyways. So why did the voice follow?
So, okay, so during Witchcraft SMP, Joey basically, like, asked me to play a part as this character who takes the witches to the dungeons. And Joey never said I had to do a voice or anything like that. But for me, I just felt like this character in my head was this, like, grand, like, very, very expensive taste, just, like, so boss that, like, she couldn't just speak normally. She had to speak with this, like, immaculate British, very, like, properly spoken accent. And so there's a song called, I can't think what the song's called. Let me try and find the song. It's called Fashionista. And in that song, there's like a monologue-y bit, and they say, like, no one ugly allowed. And it's like, that voice just resonated with me so much that I was like, that needs to be the voice that I use for Bertha. So then if you watch back though, like the very first videos that I'm in as Bertha, the voice has evolved so much. It was so, you could tell like how nervous I was at first, but now it's very, I have it locked down kind of thing.
You can switch between the both quite easy.
Yeah.
Even to the point where, like, I mean, kind of agreeing with your American friends here, sometimes it's a bit hard to distinguish.
Yeah, it's because sometimes I will just find myself that whenever I say something that might be a bit sarcastic or I'm purposely trying to be comedic, I will just do the Bertha voice, because to me, like, Bertha is so much funnier. So why would I tell a joke and not do it in the Bertha voice when I think she's funny, if that makes sense?
Yeah, exactly. And I mean, I said this to you before anyways, absolutely love the voice. I mean, even your normal voice is very nice as well. I mean, I've never said that to anyone, but you have a nice voice.
Oh my god, stop flirting with me.
No, I have a girlfriend, Bertha. No. she listens to the podcast as well, so I'd be in big trouble if she got
I'm just kidding.
No, she's not. She knows it's all good. Good. I mean, she's even heard it as well at The Voice, because I showed her your MCC application. As far as I'm aware, she also liked The Voice as well.
Good.
You know, we'll take that as a compliment from the both of us, and she's not flirting with you either, so...
Darn it.
But sorry, kind of sidetracked there. You threw me off, Bertha. It's staying in. I'm not cutting it out, but it threw me off.
Sorry.
No, not in a bad... I'm being sarcastic, Bertha. I'm being sarcastic again, see? Even you can't distinguish sarcasm.
I can't.
With the whole liking your voice thing, I've said it to you before that I do really like your voice. I love the Bertha voice as well. And how I actually knew about you, I found out about you, which is crazy, is through MCC Rising applications, which, I mean, once again, might get into talking about that later. I'm not sure, because every single podcast and even next week's podcast is, I guess this is being announced in 4 hours after the podcast, if this does come out on Friday, so I can't talk about it. It's going to be with an MCC Rising participant. So, you know, like, I talk about so much MCC Rising on the podcast. So if we do mention it, we do. But quick little thing is, obviously, I saw your application, Aqua Alliances. Loved the application. Absolutely amazing.
Thank you.
Said it as well on stream when I was watching. I was like, this is my favorite application. Absolutely love Bertha's voice. don't really know why I took such a liking to it, but it's just nice. It's just, it's, you know, not to make you feel awkward with compliments. Sorry.
No, I love it. Keep going.
But yeah, it's because of MCC Rising, and then I shot you I believe it was a DM on Twitter. I sent you a friend request or something. I said, like, yo, would you like to come on the podcast? I added you on Discord, and then we got talking. It's like, oh, yeah, you know. I mean, we've talked quite a bit since, unrelated to podcasts, which is quite nice as well.
Yeah.
And it's just nice to kind of, like, make it. It's crazy. I've said this, like, how it's crazy how like the MCC community really brings people together. And I wasn't really involved in it too much because like how you joined the community in April with as Bertha Darling, that's when I joined the Java community, was back in April.
Okay.
I was a Bedrock content creator originally.
And
I applied to Rising last time around, so I knew about it and stuff like that, but I never really was too involved in MCC up until recently. It's like I've met so many people and so many friends, and then like including yourself from MCC. It's just crazy. So
It's great.
Kind of tangent, very unrelated to what we were talking about, but I just thought I'd mention it. Like, you know, Bertha and I have talked quite a bit. It's not just that.
Yes, I mean, we are friends.
To be fair, like most of the podcasts, thank you. That's so nice. And you didn't even put on the Bertha voice, so it's not sarcastic.
I didn't, exactly.
I'd like to say like a good few of the content creators I bring on. I find it very hard to say friends, so I just say content creator friends, because it's very like, because if they don't agree. But most of the people I've brought on the podcast, I've had like conversations with outside. Yeah. Like I tried to talk to them, I interacted with them a little bit before the podcast, and then I like with you, we were talking for about 20 minutes before we hit record. Kind of just to get to know each other, show that I can just talk without worrying, so it makes you feel less awkward as well. If you, I'm not saying you were feeling awkward, but you get what I mean. It's more comfortable.
I get you. Yeah, of course.
There's that. But back to Bertha Darling, back on track here. Sorry, we very, very much tangent there. I told you, I tend to do that on the podcast.
that's all good.
So, name came from the NPC, and then the voice came from being an actor. Both things related to the Witchcraft and NPC? Witchcraft SMP.
That's true, yeah.
Transition time. So, Bertha Darling, your first ever video, and I'm gonna fact check that I've got the right title right. I don't want to say the wrong video.
Okay.
Your first video was Bertha Has Arrived, Witchcraft SMP.
Yes.
It is also your most viewed video.
Yes.
5 months ago, uploaded on 19th of March. So you were lying about April. Outrageous.
I was. I know. I have a bad memory.
Then again, I think I also joined the community in March, so I might be lying as well. Witchcraft S&P. Tell me about it.
Yes.
Go on. Say about it. And I'll ask questions based on what you say.
Okay. So it started... The way I started being able to work on it was back in, I want to say, December. Prismarina put us in touch with Joey Graceffa because he really liked our editing style, mine and my friend Blendy. And we started working on like some little YouTube shorts for him, which were like, it was a really great like experience. And then through that, we got to meet like Joey and talk to him and, you know, like just kind of like get to know each other. And then Joey started reaching out to like, to kind of get our feedback on certain ideas that he had for things. And because not so much Blendy, but because I've grown up in this community, but just not as a participant, but just as like a viewer, I was very much like more than happy to listen to his ideas and like give feedback and stuff, because Joey like at one point was my like idol, like someone that like I wanted to be like. He's a really great person, and like he really is a great person in real life as well, like outside of YouTube. But I met him through just like talking about stuff like that. And then he came to us with an idea about witches and making a witch SMP. And he called it Witchcraft SMP. And at first, the idea was that it was going to be this cozy little cottagecore SMP where like people would just build and just have fun, like they'd be witches, but that would be it basically. And me and Blendy were like, we could make this really, really extreme, let's say. So we then together, all three of us, kind of like for a few weeks, were thinking about the concept, and we thought about it as kind of being like a competition rather than it being just this SMP. Because in my opinion, the thing why I thought SMPs would die halfway through is because there was never an end goal. So I thought, like, what if there is an end goal? What if it's that it's a whole competition to become the next Supreme Witch? And I don't want to take full credit for this, because I'm sure, like, I know that Joey and Blendy also contributed to that idea. But so when I say like I thought this or blah blah blah, it's all of us. But yeah, so we ended up going with that. We casted, not casted, but you know what I mean? Like we managed to gather up a group of witches and then it begun. Like I worked a lot on everything behind the scenes. And then that's how Witchcraft SMP came to be a thing and my involvement, like how I got on in the first place.
You are saying Joey Graceffa, right? Or am I hearing the wrong thing?
Yeah, Joey Graceffa.
Oh, okay. I wasn't sure if I was hearing the wrong name. Yeah, because I don't know. Yeah. I don't really know too much about them either. I've heard the name and I know them. Right. I know them based on a name. I don't know like too much about them. So when you say like inspiration and stuff, I don't really know the ins and outs as to what they've done, etc. Other than like I know they've worked with them. I know they're very well known, a lot more known than I am, kind of thing. you know, I don't explore every like thing of the. Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, of course. Joey's like kind of like. Joey's like a major OG in the community. He's like stamp, like in the same OG-ness as like Stampy Cat, Stacey Plays, even Lizzie, LD Shadow Lady. Yeah, it's like that's like a generation of Minecraft gamers.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
I knew like LD Shadow Lady and stuff, but I just didn't know Joey.
But
yeah, so with that, the idea of Witchcraft SMP came about, it's something different. It's an SMP, but it's like something that stands out, something that's original. How did you start? I guess this is for SMP, more for SMP people who run SMPs and looking to branch out, maybe try and make the SMP a big thing. Did you get lucky or was it based on Joey? How did you get like, I won't say names, but I guess in quotation marks, larger creators to take part in the Witchcraft SMP?
That's all Joey.
That's like, all Joey, okay.
Yeah, Joey, obviously at this time, Joey Martin in the Littlewood and I think that's it, honestly. Oh, and Solidarity. Those were the only three people that like myself and like the Prismarina team were in touch with at all. So there was really no way of me personally reaching out to anyone. But yeah, so Joey was the one that did kind of reached out to everyone. We had like a list that we worked on together because I think that's why it worked so well was because I was a fan essentially and a viewer. So I knew who I wanted to see and who I thought people would like to see together. So I kind of like wrote a list down with Joey of the people we wanted on. And we did one, like not to say that the people that got on were like second best or anything like that, because that's absolutely not the case. But there were other people as well who we were like interested in reaching out to who sadly couldn't participate. But yeah, I think it was all Joey with the cast.
I mean, it's a bit like this as well, like just because you're kind of substituting for the podcast, it doesn't mean you're second best because I wanted you in anyway.
Of course.
That you weren't going to be on now, you were going to come on later kind of thing.
Exactly. It's like there's a limited space. It's different if, you know, it was like as many people as possible, but we always knew it was going to be 8 weeks, 8 witches, 1 supreme. Like that was the whole like line that we kept repeating to ourselves throughout like the process. It was 8 witches, 8 weeks, 1 supreme. So we knew we only had 8 slots that we could fill, and Joey being one of them, Prismarina being the other. So it was like, okay, so we have 6 people to play around with. So it was very hard, honestly, for Joey, I bet.
As far as I'm aware, it turned out really, really well. And it's to say, like, and who's to say that if you had got the original creators on, who we won't say, we're not going to mention, had you got the original creators on that you wanted, would it have turned out as well as it did?
Absolutely not. And I always say everything happens for a reason. And I think that the cast of people together collectively, it was such a family environment. It was such like a, it was very much people had different roles, almost like untold roles. So I would say that Prismarina was 100% like the baby sister, the little sister. And then we had Joey, who was kind of like the crazy aunt, and then like some other people and whatnot, like everyone almost like played a little role. And it was just like, it was, although there, you know, were times when things got stressful, because that's just always going to happen, especially when it's such like a I don't know what the word is, it's such like a, I don't want to say hardcore because it wasn't hardcore like the game mode, but it was like very intense. It was like a very intense format for everything.
You
we didn't have a lot of time
in, I guess, like.
Yeah, so it was a great group of people though, collectively.
Yeah, I mean, I very much believe in everything happens for a reason as well. I always say it.
Definitely. Yeah.
I mean, like, you know, same with this, you coming on the podcast now, me picking you, like, there are, I mean, I'm scheduled in so far until the end of the month, but there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 other people who are like, who have shown interest, and I want them on the podcast as well, who are going to be scheduled in. But out of the 9 people, I chose you. Why did I choose you? Don't know.
It was fate.
Exactly. Well, everything happens for a reason. You know, this could be
exactly
the perfect time for you to come on, essentially, Bertha.
Yeah, exactly. No, I feel it. Like, this genuinely is the perfect time, I feel, for me to be on this. So I feel really lucky. Thank you.
No worries. So moving more into witchcraft now, but less about how it was made and how it started, we're going to talk about your involvement in witchcraft and outside of the management, because it makes no sense. I've just said we're going to move away from it, but then talk about you. Not the management or the organizing or the behind the scenes or that kind of jazz. We're going to talk about Bertha's character now. There we go. See, we're spreading it. Here we go. How was Bertha first introduced into witchcraft? SMP. There we go.
So one night, I remember myself and Joey Graceffa were calling, and I mentioned to him that I had once been in a Stacey Plays video, but like not like I didn't voice anything. I didn't do anything. I literally just luckily got to play a game of Hunger Games, survival games with Stacey when she was on a server. Like, I wasn't like a part. I guess I was a part of the video, but like I didn't contribute anything except by like giving Stacey things and trying to protect her with every ounce of my life, basically. And I think, I don't know if Joey thought I meant that I'd actually been in a video with her in the sense of like as me, like I was in a video with Stacey. We collaborated because it wasn't a collaboration. But either way, after I said that, the day after, Joey like messaged me, I'm pretty sure, and said, hey, like, would you want to be a character in witchcraft? I'm thinking maybe you could like play a character who takes us from spawn to the tournaments. And I was like, oh my God, like, yes, I would absolutely love to do that. That's literally like such a dream to me to be able to kind of be in these videos and it be me, essentially, I guess. Like, not me because it's a character, but like me who's doing it, you know? So it's like that. But I remember him saying that. And then I'm pretty sure it was like 3 days later, I had to go to my friend Prismarina's house because I'd moved to the city, and I live like 10 minutes away from Priz. And I had to do the recording, and I had no microphone. I had no internet yet. So I had to go to Priz's, and I had to have about 6 shots of vodka before I did that first ever appearance as Bertha talking, because I was so nervous that I was just like, because it was with Joey and it was with Lauren Zeeside, and I've been like a mega fan of Joey pretty much my whole like teenage life, and then Lauren I have watched and enjoyed, especially her Minecraft stuff, so she was also like, it was also intimidating to interact with her as well. But then essentially it started, and I was just quite goofy. I think people didn't expect Bertha to be played by anyone because she was an NPC. So as soon as I started doing backflips and all this random stuff, like whilst there was a whole demon fight going on, it was just almost like that comic relief during a tense situation. So I think people just kind of grew to like that.
But I mean, like the NPC, what was the NPC origin? Right, because you weren't voicing an NPC, right? Or am I?
Oh no, yeah, no, I wasn't Bertha at the start.
But there was an NPC called Bertha, right?
There was an NPC called Bertha, and
what did they do?
They were just at spawn and traded materials for gems, and these gems could like unlock magical powers and stuff like that. That's all she did. Bertha was just at spawn doing nothing.
And then your whole story there was how you transitioned from Bertha being an NPC to you being Bertha in SMP. Okay,
yeah.
Got you. All right, yeah. Sorry, okay. I got you. I've listened to it always just because the original question was the NPC. So when you said about like the TPing thing, I was like, wait, the NPC TP'd people? Like,
right. No, but that's my bad. Sorry.
No, it's just, fine. You're all good.
Just switch. Make them a switcheroo.
No, I No, I don't want to do that. No. Okay. No, they hear the legit Bertha. They hear the legit right. Bertha waffling away. But that's really sick how you just kind of like became a character in Witchcraft SMP. I mean, like, I watched a few videos, like I said, I just in the past, really, not even just today, I just watched some like in the past when I first kind of introduced myself to you and vice versa kind of thing. And yeah, they're entertaining. They were good. I'm more than just good, but I'm just kind of talking here.
Thank you.
But where did Witchcraft SMP ended after 8 weeks, correct?
That's true, yes.
So what week were you introduced?
So Bertha was in it from the very start, the NPC.
Yeah.
But I started to voice stuff around, I think, the second week. But then I didn't start creating my own stuff until the fifth week.
Who were you voicing from? Like, what character was you voicing as? Was that Bertha as well?
Yeah. So when I just talked about, like, the whole, like, teleporting people to things, the dungeon.
That was from Bertha.
That was Bertha, yeah. Okay. That was me playing Bertha.
But wasn't the Bertha NPC? It was a different Bertha.
That was me, Bertha, just not... I didn't post it. I was just in other people's videos, Bertha.
So there were now two Berthas on the SMP. Right?
Essentially, yeah.
Okay, sorry. Okay, we are full up the track. It's so confusing because there's multiple different Berthas.
There's too many.
And then, so week five is when you started making your own content, and this is when you started uploading to your YouTube channel, Bertha Darling, right?
Yeah.
And then the final episode, I can't remember off the top of my head, I'm so sorry, of like, but I know you play like a big part in the final week, right?
Yeah.
So what, like a sacrificial thing it looked like. What was that?
I knew from the very beginning that LD Shadow Lady was going to play the past Supreme Witch. And I thought it, and me and Joey always had this idea that Bertha was going to be the secret sister of the Supreme Witch. So in the final, in the final episode, I perform a ritual to bring the Supreme Witch back. And we have beef. The reason why Bertha didn't have a face this whole time was because the Supreme Witch, her sister, cursed her during their final witch battle back in the day to become Supreme Witch. Now, the reason behind that, I don't think I've ever actually said, because all that's alluded in the finale is that Lizzie didn't want to do what she had to do. She didn't have a choice. So here's some like tea that I know nowhere, it's never been said before, because I was going to save it for something, but it's too long gone now. So
saving it for this.
Yeah, exactly. Basically, back during Bertha's witch games back in the day versus Lizzie, who is, as far as I'm aware, also known as Mystic Meg, but that's a completely different side thing. But anyway, they competed together in the final battle. However, just as it was between Bertha and Lizzie left, Bertha got cursed by Lizzie to not be able to use barely any of her powers anymore, and to become essentially a void. And the actual reason why she did this is my lore anyway, is because Lizzie is a fortune teller in this. That's her, like, magical ability. She can see into the future. And she saw that if Bertha became Supreme Witch, she would meet, like, an awful, awful, awful eternal fate. So Lizzie sacrificed herself for her sister to become Supreme Witch so that Bertha wouldn't have to go through that horrible tragedy.
And that right there inside MC Highlights is the untold story of Witchcraft SMP.
Oh my gosh. Come on, 1,000 views.
Come on, let's go. I mean, could do well. Who knows? That's pretty cool, though, like the whole lore, and like to kind of get that just for the podcast experience. Thank you. I mean, if you never said that anywhere before, that's pretty cool. To pretty cool podcast exclusive. As I love the podcast as well. It gives you a stage to kind of say stuff like this, where it's like you've always wanted to say. It's just maybe you've said it once or twice on stream or something. Like
scenario,
but it's never been in like a video set. Always right. There, kind of, because VODs get deleted. This video won't, unless you get cancelled. But I don't. Thank you,
man.
I hope not. Like, you haven't done, I don't, as far as I'm aware, Bertha, you're pretty clean slate, so you should be good.
Thank goodness.
So the Supreme Witch, Lizzie, is that LD Shadow Lady, right?
Yes.
Okay, and then so she was a fortune teller. So what? So you were just void for the entire thing. And then so did you get your powers in the end, or?
I got them back. Yes. It was unfortunate because so Bertha is the witch of telepathy. So she can read minds. That's how she was always anywhere that anyone was, because she knew exactly where people were and like were going to be. So Bertha was supposed to show her powers in the finale, but unfortunately they caused the server to crash, so we couldn't use them. Oh. But they were very cool. It was a lot of telekinesis, being able to move things like with the mind, being able to be in two places at once, just very like mental mind magic, which was cool.
But then they crashed the entire server, so you missed out on it.
But it crashed, yeah, so I couldn't show it, unfortunately, but it was cool nonetheless.
And then Witchcraft S&P came to an end. Is there anything else you want to talk about Witchcraft S&P? Or?
I was going to make a prequel. And I'm not saying that I never will, because maybe I will. But right now, I know I've said it before on streams and stuff and people have asked, but I was going to make a prequel from Bertha's perspective, and it was going to be during her Witch Games. The only thing is I just don't know if the ship has sailed. So who knows? Maybe if people want it, maybe I'll do it. But that'd right now, there's no plans. Yeah.
A bit like, I know the author of this isn't amazing, but I'm using it as an example. Harry Potter, and then there's Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them. It's kind of like the prequel to
exactly
Harry Potter. Kind of in there in that kind of sense.
Exactly.
But from one SMP to another, you went from Witchcraft SMP becoming an NPC to becoming one of the main characters, which is very sick, by the way, once again. Just like your voice, you. Very sick. Fame SMP.
Oh my god.
Once again, another SMP, and I knew quite a bit about Witchcraft SMP, and that's why I could kind of say about, you know, what happened in the finale and kind of stuff like that.
Yeah.
Fame SMP, however, don't really know anything about it. Was it a big thing? I know you no. made videos on it.
It wasn't a big thing. It was a fun, it was supposed to just be a me and Prismarina series of just us doing a bunch of stuff to try and get famous in Minecraft. And then it turned into an SMP with some really cool people. Like, they were really, really nice people. I love everyone in Fame SMP. They were all so incredibly kind and just warm, and it was just a great group of people. But the issue was everyone was American, and I went from playing on a server that this was almost everyone's full-time jobs to be playing on a server where this was nobody's full-time job. So it went from being like always someone online to someone never being online when I was on. So it was, I had to end it after 3 episodes, and everyone was like, Bertha, how is this a series? You've done 3 episodes. And it's like, yeah, I understand. But like, from my perspective, I wasn't having that much fun, to be honest, because it was purely role play. And I like role-playing. I mean, the whole Bertha character is essentially role-playing, but I like role-playing towards a purpose, if that makes sense.
Yeah, and then that kind of SMP was...
Yeah, it was just role-play. So, yeah, it was... I liked the content that I made out of it, and I got to make some songs as well, which was really fun. And then, yeah, and then my time had come, and you know what? I still posted more episodes in 3 weeks than my really good friend Nova, who I met on Fame SMP, who posted 1 video. So, you know what? Go and ask Nova where his videos are.
I will. I'll shoot them a DM right now and just say, yo, Bertha asked to ask you where your videos were.
Well, that was actually directed to the audience, darling.
I mean, I'm technically the audience. I'm hearing about it for the first time.
Yeah.
Just because you're talking to me. I mean, I have to listen to this podcast back in its entirety while editing it, so I'm going to become the audience.
True.
And who knows, sorry, I might listen to the podcast again. No, don't apologize to Robert. He's fine. He's listened to this podcast again because he's like,
okay.
He's just zoning out while editing, and all he hears is noise. It's fine.
Okay.
No, I listened to it back. Don't worry. I got to make sure you didn't say
no,
anything.
I'm just kidding.
But yeah, so I guess there's not really much to talk about then regarding Fame SMP. I mean,
no.
What was your career choice?
Oh, I was a singer. I was a pop star.
Okay, did you do any actual singing, or was it just like role play?
I did. I made songs. I made 3 songs in total. They're not good. So no one, if you're listening to this, please don't try and find them. They're not good, but they are fun, which is my biggest thing is I know I can't sing, right? But I know that I can make like entertainment. So I was like, okay, I can't sing, but you know what? This is going to enhance the video so much. Like, what SMP do you know where they sing every single episode? None. So I was like, I'm going to do that. And then, so yeah, I sing in it. I was a pop star. And then I tragically got murdered. But the murderer, the SMP is over now. And the murderer never got revealed. So I'm like,
Wait, so are you good to reveal it? I mean, that's another highlight.
I guess I could.
Who murdered Bertha, darling?
Who murdered Bertha? Who killed Bertha? So that was like the biggest thing for me. Like, I was so excited to see it be revealed. So I'm going to give you 2 answers, right? So I'm going to give you 1 answer where it was what the plan was, and then 1 which is what I want for who killed Bertha now. So the initial plan of who killed Bertha was, it was actually just done on a random spinning wheel, and I put all of the members in the wheel, and then I picked one. Well, it got picked random, and then I went with that person. And that was someone called Madison. So Madison was originally the culprit of who killed Bertha. And it was so funny because we'd never interacted with each other in a video. So it was like, it didn't really make sense, but like we figured out ways it could. But then Famous MP ended pretty abrupt and storylines weren't able to be finished. So technically the world doesn't know who killed Bertha. What I like to think now is that I saw a really good theory, and this is what I like to believe, is that Bertha didn't... Well, there's 2. Okay, I'm going to discuss my two favorite theories. One of them is that Bertha's wife, killed her accidentally, thinking she was someone else. And the other one is that Bertha isn't actually dead, and it was just a decoy so that she could get back to the world of witchcraft. So that's the one I like to go with, the last one.
Or she was a witch, and that's why her voice was so amazing. Oh my god.
Maybe.
And then that links with the witchcraft one. There we go. So
yes.
Or another one, here we go, is that was actually Bertha's void form.
I love that one the most.
Yeah, that when you was in the void, you actually weren't in the void, you were there. And then overnight, when you were asleep, your alter ego came out and was in the witchcraft because of time zones, I guess. I don't know.
Let's go for that one. I like that one the most.
Lore. See, I can write lore. I can write lore.
It's canon.
It's canon now. There we go. And then when witchcraft returns, when if you ever do the sequel thing, maybe you can add that to the canon. There we go. So
you can get some writing credits. How's about that?
I'll take that. Yeah. Yeah, you can link podcast.
Yeah.
But that's pretty cool. That's pretty sick. And then though you did 3 episodes, were you more like, did you ever stream the SMP, Famous SMP, or was it just videos?
It was just videos. There was nothing. I think I streamed once or twice, but there was nothing you could do. Like, and this is no shade, because like I think the SMP idea was a great one to become famous in Minecraft. It was like so unique, and
it's a hard one to execute, really.
Yeah, Pris got a mod made for it where like you could take photos on your phone and then you'd get like a certain amount of fans each time you posted. It was genius. It was such a great idea. It was just hard to execute with what we had. So yeah, great idea. Right thing, wrong time, I think.
I think and this is something that I'll be talking about on a podcast, which you know what the idea of the podcast is, Bertha, because I mentioned it. It's the one on Wednesdays. But the viewer won't know about this now until next Wednesday, kind of what I hinted at the start of the podcast. SMPs will be a topic for one of those podcasts sometime down the line, probably in a few months. But I'll say it now. I think SMPs mainly thrive when there's like permitted, like Pirates SMP right now, and then Witchcraft SMP in the day, like back in the day. It's like, I would say back in the day, 5 months ago.
no, I didn't.
But like Pirates SMP right now, it's thriving because it has larger content creators, so they already have that fan base of viewers It has committed content creators. So these are people who do content for a living. I mean, I go to work, but I still do content for a living. So if I was ever in Paris, SMP, it's like commitment. People who can roleplay. And I think like Fame SMP, it's an amazing idea, but like it's kind of hard to do the whole taking a photo and fan concept. Like taking a photo and doing a fan concept where maybe you could upload it to Twitter or something. Then people who are larger content creators with a massive fan base watching SMP, that's when that kind of idea would work. The getting famous thing, you'd gain fans, you'd gain other people's fans. That's kind of how that whole idea. So it's an amazing idea.
Yeah.
It's just, I'm not saying everyone in SMP was small creators, but it's very hard to execute unless you have creators that are in Paris SMP or Witchcraft SMP, for example, you know?
Yeah, I totally agree.
So I think the idea definitely is definitely an amazing one, but it only worked with like larger creators.
Definitely.
Or the idea they were going for essentially.
Yeah, 100%. Totally agree.
Are you looking to join any future SMPs?
Well, there's one. So there's two that I'm working on right now.
What, making?
One of I'm like working on both of them. One of them isn't like owned by me per se.
Okay.
But one of them is. So I'll talk about the one that I'm working on with my great friends, Aqua Alliance members. We're making an SMP. I'm not going to tell the name because they might tell me off, but it's basically, it's all Halloween themed. So it's going to be from late September until Halloween. And it's going to be a fun little SMP where there's lots of tricks, treats, scary stuff. Like I'm not kidding, like I do not get scared playing Minecraft, but me and my friend Knives were testing out some of the mods and it's scary. It's a horror game, literally is a horror game. So I think that'll be really fun to stream and record on. And then the other one, all I'm gonna say about that is it was what once was my favorite SMP to watch ever before I ever did content, maybe returning, and I'm gonna be in it. So I'm like really excited about that. It's not Empires, just so you know.
Okay.
But I can't say any more than that.
Viciously,
but that will be starting.
Slaps credit card down on the table. Put me in, chief. I actually, I've never said it publicly, but I'd like to join an SMP. I'm just, it sounds bad, but I'm a little bit picky on SMPs I join. Like, there's a lot on Twitter that I feel like I could pretty easily get into without Sammy Crocky and BM. But like, most of them are like, I'd like to be in something like Witchcraft SMP or Pirates SMP. And I keep referring to them as examples. But like, this is going to sound so bad. The professional long-lasting ones. There we go. I know Witchcraft wasn't long-lasting, but it was long-lasting for the 8 weeks kind of thing. So
yeah, I get you. Like, I get what you mean. Like a solid plan from like the get-go of how things are going to be. And so, but for the one, the Halloween spooky one, you'd be more than welcome, Orbitz, if you wanted to join that. The other one, I don't know if it's reached the capacity. I'm not in charge of who gets in on that one.
Yeah.
So I can't necessarily
help. Put me into whatever you can, chief. Put me into whatever you
can. Yes, of course. No, like, I just finished... Well, I'm almost finishing up my first ever SMP that I made, like, by totally myself, which was called Camp SMP. And that's honestly been the most fun I've ever had playing Minecraft. That's where I met Knives and Moon, my other Aqua Alliance members. And it's been such a fun little, like, chilled out SMP where everyone's just, it doesn't matter how many subscribers you've got, how many followers you have on Twitch. It's like everyone is just so kind on there, and it's just been like so darn freaking fun to be able to play with people who also make content, to who like are doing it because they love it and not because it's their job.
I guess, like, with you as well, being on the Witchcraft SMP, is like, as much as it was also a job, because it was, you uploaded videos out of it, I count that, like, as much as it's a passion project, I count it still as a job, because you're uploading videos actively, you're doing work to actively do that. But you was also passionate about it. So, like, even though the campus SMP you're saying is, like, passion, it's also, like, it's also because it's a job as well, if that makes sense. And like referring back to the witchcraft SMP for everyone, it's their job to do that content, but they was also passionate about it as well, and that's what made it so good. Whereas I feel like a lot of people who are in SMPs, they do kind of just like a lot of some are not saying names because I don't really have names, I'm just saying more generalized that like a lot of people have more seen it now as a work thing, so aren't really too like I like the passion's lost a little bit, I guess, because there's so many SMPs as well. And that's when I say I'm so picky, is because there are genuinely so many SMPs now.
Yeah, there is.
Just making them to make them, and they last like 2 weeks and then die. And it's like,
That's something that I found with camp, is that I had so much interest in people joining, and I invited like 40 members in total. And because like everyone was just so good who applied, I was like, yeah, like I can see the potential in you so much, and I feel like you'd be fun to play with, and all this. And it's like, that's one thing that does not upset me, but makes me remember, like, for future things, is like, if you ask to be on an SMP and then you come on once in the first week and then do not log on again, then I'm obviously not going to accept you for future things, you know, because it's not like you obviously aren't passionate, or like you have too much going on, which I get, but it's like there are other people that could have taken your space who would be active and would want to play and like would really like to be in this group, like full of like amazing people. And not to say these people aren't amazing, but you know, it's like you might be amazing, but if you're never going to contribute to the community that we're building, then I'd rather just give the space to someone else. Like, I'm not trying to sound shady, I'm just trying to like be real, because that's genuinely how I feel. It doesn't upset me when I've let people on Camp SMP specifically and then they don't come on. It's just like, I would rather you say, oh, okay, I'm going to be on for the first few weeks, but then I do have this plan, so I'm not going to do it after that. It's like, okay, that would be fine. But like right now, no one's ever been kicked from the server or anything like that. And it's like, well, you know, maybe I should be a bit more strict in future, because I'm a bit of a pushover, to be honest.
Really?
Yeah, I know it doesn't seem it. I know Bertha seems very like, oh yes, no one could ever walk over me. No, me in real life, absolutely not. You, like, I am so, I say something to you, you give me an excuse, I'm going to feel terrible that I ever said it to you in the first place.
Do you say in real life as well, or just online?
This is in both. This is in real life and online. It's like, so for example, a few weeks ago, when I noticed that no one was really not like, people are always active on camp, but there are also people that, like I said, that like log on once and then never go back on. I messaged the group chat and was like, just wondering like why people aren't being active. Like, it's all okay if you're busy, if you have other things, but you know, I could give these spaces to someone else if you guys don't want to play anymore. And then people come in, they're like, oh, but like there was this, I'm sorry, there's this. And then like the second that you say sorry to me, I'm like, oh god, I should have never said anything, I feel terrible.
I've calmed down quite a bit in like recent years, but
yeah,
in general, like with content creation, I just didn't really take shit.
That's like, good though, that's what my friends tell me.
It really depends on the scenario. Like, I've calmed down a bit because I was taking it a bit too extreme. Like, there's a lot of opinions on stuff that have happened recently that I'd jump on and leave my opinions straight away, but now, right, I kind of keep it to myself, which is the best way. I actually have like a mate I kind of say it all to privately, because we trust each other, so it's nice to kind of say that. But like, I will be one to say, I did join an SMP once with a few friends, but it was one that was also already pretty far advanced, and I joined it, and it was like, there was so many mods on it that my PC just wasn't running it well. So I logged on, did it for about 5 minutes, and then just kind of logged off and never played it again.
You laughed.
But I said it to them when I left, so I was like, yeah, this isn't really for me, I'm sorry.
All you have to say.
And at the time, I wasn't really into SMPs, but now I'm kind of like, kind of want to join one, you know?
They're so fun. They are genuinely so,
I'd like
so
to join
fun.
One from like the get-go though, you know, or like even joining fresh, but this SMP had been around for like a year and a half maybe, so it's like I'm coming in as a character, but it's also like there's not really a set date on when the characters are being done and all that kind of jazz. I'm not even sure if the characters have still been done, so it's like, you know, that kind of idea. So
yeah, unless it's like a very open series, I don't think I'd ever join something like halfway through. But also, I changed my mind so quickly and so easily that I could say this now, and I could get a message in 5 minutes being like, do you want to come on Pirates? I'd be like, yeah. So it's like, Yeah, I changed my mind very quickly.
Yeah, that's fair. With that being said then, moving on to something different, but still content creation. So as much as we've been talking about SMPs and future SMPs, your content creation at the moment has moved away from SMP. You've been uploading like the animal, was it the, oh no, the island video you uploaded. Let me get the exact same. You did, yeah, no, you definitely like hardcore on an island or something.
Oh yeah, the collecting.
I just can't really remember the name. I should really just keep your channel open. Was it I built a modded animal town in survival Minecraft? No, you uploaded a hardcore video, no?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah,
it was
2007. Yeah, that video is amazing. I thought that was your most recent one. I'm sorry, I got them confused. Yeah, the I got 2700 rare tropical fish in Minecraft hardcore. Amazing video.
Thank you.
You know, my own cute little Minecraft town. I'm not sure if that's about an SMP, but it's still like that video.
Thank you.
You know, obviously the rising application, I guess. And then I built a modded animal town in survival Minecraft. So they're not really SMP videos. So what's the idea of that? Is it just because you haven't been in SMPs, or?
You know what it is? It's that YouTube has become a weird place for videos recently. And I'm trying my best to ride the wave of that, and I'm trying to do the things that I see are successful. So the whole, like, I did this in Minecraft, I built this in hardcore, I collected this in Minecraft, that type of vibe, because that's all I see that do well, you know? Like, I don't see SMP content that is successful, really, unless you're like Hermitcraft or Lifesteal. It's like, if you just want to hang out and have fun with friends, it seems like people don't really care about that anymore. So as much as I don't do things for views, if I'm going to spend a lot of time working on something, I want to have at least tried to apply the formula of like things working. So it's, for example, I could have named like the one that you said, my cute Minecraft town or something. That's an SMP video. It's just that I try to title and angle it as it could be watched as a singular video and not as part of a series.
Yeah.
That's what I try and do with all of my videos, is I try and make them feel like standalone videos, even though they're part of a series. So you don't have to watch everyone, but like if you do, then like great, you can follow the story in like in depth. But I think it's better since people don't. The era of the YouTuber is dead, in my opinion. It's not about who you are anymore. It's about the videos you make. So you could be the most famous person. Well, no, that's not true. But like, you could be a very successful gamer who has amassed 10 million subscribers. But if your content isn't moving with the times and you're still doing the same stuff you did 10 years ago, unfortunately, the new generation aren't interested in that anymore. And I think that's because of TikTok. I think like names, like nobody has a TikToker that they, or like a list of TikTokers who they watch and make sure they watch every single video, like every day. No one really has that. I'm sure people do, but it's not a big thing that people do. And I think because of that, and because of how easy TikTok made it to just scroll through and let the algorithm decide for you what you should watch, I think YouTube unfortunately adapted that too. And so now it's not, oh, my favorite YouTuber uploaded. It's, oh, this video seems interesting to me, let me click it. So
that's why with YouTube, I kind of just do whatever I want. I like my main channel, I've kind of given up on it. I know it's sad to say, but I have, like, I'm not really too passionate about it anymore. So I'll upload whenever I feel like it. And I never, like, I've got so many, like, video ideas, but I just don't want to put the effort in, so I can't be bothered. And that's why, like, with the whole podcast thing, once again, I really wish I could speak about it on this podcast, but it wouldn't make sense because it hasn't been announced yet, so it wouldn't think. But, like, that's why, you know, that's why the new thing is coming, so I can put more time, more effort into the podcast. And like, you know, I'm not earning money from it right now. It's still a passion project, but I'd love to turn this into like a full-time thing. And it's nice because I feel like this is the most passionate. I used to make command block tutorials and I used to love making them. I used to upload like in 2 days back like 3 years ago. But I genuinely feel like this is the most passionate I felt about content creation, to the point where it's like coming up on 9 p.m. as soon as this podcast is like done, I'll edit like a bit of it and then go to sleep and then wake up tomorrow at 6 a.m. for work because I'm starting a little bit later. And then like, yeah, just, and then come home tomorrow, get fully edited to ready to come out Friday. Like, I'm going to be editing this in 2 days just to have it out. But no, I'm normally I give myself like a half.
Because you're like excited about it because like this is, like you said, it's your passion.
But
so
just, yeah, and I don't want to miss a week. And that's why we're recording now, so I don't miss that week because I'm passionate about it. That's why more. Yeah. Possibly, I guess I can say this, possibly more podcasts are going to be coming.
Oh, you guys heard that? Make sure you subscribe, hit the bell, and like this video for more teasers.
Yeah, well, I mean, if you're over an hour into the podcast, you can just have to hear that now. So
yeah, to be honest, let's be real.
But this has been quite nice, though. It's kind of just turned into a bit of a casual one, because I don't even normally do these. I normally think, but it's been nice to kind of just casually talk to you about you. Like, it feels a lot more like a karma podcast kind of thing.
Right, okay.
I guess
yeah,
it's also
honestly
partial because I'm quite tired, but I'm not tired in the sense of like of you or like tired from waking up at 4:30 a.m. in the morning.
yeah no, of course I get that. Well, to be honest, I forget when I'm going off on these tangents, I keep forgetting that we're even recording. I'm like,
same. Yeah. Oh. And once again, well,
that's
I
the
love
best
the podcast
thing. Yeah,
but just having a conversation is nice.
Definitely.
But yeah, so yeah, I guess the whole concept thing, that makes sense. And then once these S&Ps begin, I guess you're going to get maybe make a few more S&P videos.
Yes. So I want to switch up now. So, and I always say this, but I'm sticking to it now. I'm not going to. So I think on YouTube, all we see is quality right now. Quality videos. There's so many of them. They're brilliant. I love them. Some top favorites of mine. One would be from Bacon Waffles and their Axolotl video. Absolutely love that. Like, it's so high quality. It's such good storytelling. I love it. However, I don't think quantity is there anymore. I don't think anyone posts every day anymore. And I get it. People are busy.
It's high quality,
like,
monthly videos, though.
It's, yeah, it is. What if I didn't do that? What if I didn't do quality? Like, obviously, there'll always be quality.
Just
like, it's
better,
of course.
Quality, kind of.
Yeah, just like, you know, I put effort into it, but I'm not going to spend a month on it. What if I did that and, like, posted, like, once every other day? I feel like that could be fun.
I mean, I guess we'll see, eh?
Yeah,
we'll see. If you do it, if you stick to the hints, then maybe we can see what happens with it.
Yeah, because I'm thinking, like, if I posted, let's say if I posted, like, 5 times in 1 week, right? And each video, let's say, got 1,000 views. So that's 5,000 views in total. Or I could post once a week and that video gets 2,000 views. Then that's 2,000 views in total. Why would I not just post more and have fun rather than stressing about the edit or how I'm going to package it and all of this and get the same-ish amount of views, you know? I'd rather have fun doing it.
Yeah, and I mean, maybe it won't convert to views, but then it's also a case of, like, it's kind of why I don't do it, and it's maybe not the best of mentalities to have, but I also said I don't really care about the main channel anymore, so it's fine. I don't want to put, like, a month's worth of work and the video just froze. It's like, yeah, I spent so long on that video, spent so much time and effort that could have been spent elsewhere, like the podcast, and it's, like, got, like, 3k views, you know? I know
that's
the podcast
what I
doesn't do amazing, but I feel like it has potential to do amazing.
It has an audience, though. That's what you have to think. Like, and that's what I always think with Bertha. Whenever I think to myself, like, oh, is it worth me doing this? I always think back to, like, my Discord server, and it has, like, 1,000 people in it. And I think, like, 1,000 people care enough about me to join a community around this creator. So I'm doing it for them, if no one else, you know?
Yeah, exactly. I guess like my main channel, I've changed the content so much now that I don't really have a community there. But the podcast I built, like, you know, attention span is at an all-time low right now. But for the people who do like listen to podcasts, I have one person who doesn't interact really with me in my Discord, doesn't interact with me on my streams or anything, but listens to every single podcast. And it's like,
wow.
You know, and you know who you are if you are actually sticking to what you said.
I hope you are.
Don't comment or anything. They like every single podcast post. They like everything. So,
aww.
You know.
Hello, you special person. I love you. Thank you for listening.
That's. So, because they were Bedrock viewer as well. So when I moved to Java, I was like, they joined my stream once. So I was like, are you really so interested? And they're like, yeah, I listen to every single one. I was like, okay,
that's cool. So sweet.
So, you know, it's just nice to have.
And even if no one else watches, that one person is more than no one. You know, that's what I always think.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, who knows, this podcast could get I had a podcast the other day get put into the algorithm from like 50 views to 177. I was like,
wow, nice.
So, you know, who knows? Bertha Darling could get put in the algorithm, recommended to a crap ton of people, you know.
YouTube, please.
Go on, I've mentioned algorithm. You got to do it. I mean, to be fair, this podcast also goes out on Spotify. And, like, the Spotify is starting to get quite a bit of traction as well. Because most people listen there, because, you know. I mean, I know it has ads, but, for those who have ad-free viewing, there's that. And then it's also, you don't really have to, you can, like, lock your phone and listen while you're on your way to work or school or whatever. Yeah, so, you know.
Exactly.
And that's why I upload on both. Follow both, yeah.
Nice.
But, yeah, I guess, like, the last thing then before we... spend a little topic on your future and stuff. It's also getting a bit late, and I got up early tomorrow, so I don't want to rush the podcast because of that.
No, of course.
So for a little while, you made MCCI content. I guess that was around about the time. Well, streaming wise, you made MCCI content. I guess around about the time you were applying to MC Rising. I would love to talk about how the team was formed and everything, but I don't really want to dwell too much into MCC Rising, like I mentioned. You applied to MCC Rising, sadly didn't get in. Would have absolutely loved to send your team in, especially alongside mine. But neither sadly made it. I guess quickly then, just very very quickly if you can. How was the team formed? Because I am curious.
Me, Knives, Nova, and Moon have been friends for about 2 months now, and we call each other every single night. We are best friends. I got to meet Moon in real life a few weeks ago, which was great. And what's funny is we actually planned our MCC concept before the applications even came out or were announced. And then, because like we heard rumors that things were going to, that they were going to make another one. So we were like, yes, let's be prepared. Let's do this. And we were actually going to film it the like 3 days before they announced the application, because my friend Moon was traveling to the UK. So, but we didn't in the end. So we had to film it literally the day they announced the applications. We filmed it. And then I edited it the day of the application, submissions were open. And then we posted it. But basically we're all best friends. So, and each of us has really great strengths. So I'm like very much like a team leader. Nova's very good at everything, and Moon's also very good at everything in terms of like games and like PvP and stuff. And then Knives is kind of just Knives kind of just floats around, but she's like almost the one that keeps us all like calm and focused, I guess. So because Knives does not take anything seriously, which is perfect. So yeah, it just kind of formed by us just wanting to play MCC. That's all we wanted to do. Like, we didn't, like, obviously there's the exposure and whatnot, which would have been great, but we all just genuinely wanted to play the games. Like, I want to play Ace Race so darn bad.
Yeah, so do I. I'm quite good at racing games. I want to play Meltdown as well.
Meltdown's the one that I wouldn't want to play. I'd love to play Sands of Time and Ace Race. They're the two games I'd have loved to try, but who knows, maybe never.
Well, Bertha, if it means anything, since the teams have been announced, and because this podcast is once again hopefully coming out on Friday, if it does come out on Friday, tonight, you and the Aqua Alliances are playing in Jackass Game Nights.
We are.
And even better so, they have a races game in it. It's called a relay race. So, something a bit different. You should probably VOD review Minecraft Mania whenever you get a chance. So you're playing in that tonight with the Aqua Alliances, which is going to be pretty cool for you as well. Hopefully you do well. Yeah.
Thank you for inviting us. Really, really appreciate that.
Well, I said it to Jack because Jack like contacted me. It's like, you know a few people. I was like, yeah, I know a few people. I was like, who do you reckon we could get? Because like we wanted to reach out to the newer community. And I said, all right. I got an idea, and he said, "What?" I said, "What if we got Bertha and the Aqua Alliance?" He said, "They didn't get into Rising, sadly. So what if we got them into Jackass Game Nights?" He's like, "Go on." And so I DM'd you, and then added everyone else, and I DM'd them all. And I was like, "Yeah," and he's like, "Yeah," I was like, "Yes," and then he put you on Aqua as well to really match it.
Oh, I know, I loved that. That was such like a yes. Look what we're doing. The Aqua Alliance will not be defeated. We will continue, and it's for charity. Even better.
Yeah, old Simon's, which you made a tweet saying that it's hard, I guess.
My grandmother, she sadly passed away during COVID, but it wasn't because of COVID. Well, I guess it was because of COVID, but she didn't have COVID. So I won't dive like much into it, but basically she had dementia, and she is what so much of Bertha is inspired by. The way Bertha has this kind of like bunk to her, I want to say, like the way Bertha's very kind of, I don't know, like the humor of Bertha focuses a lot of my nan. And so she always, like, I feel like she always lives on inside of Bertha, which is like what makes me love the character even more, I think. That's why I almost don't say like I am Bertha. I say like I love the character of Bertha, or I play the character of Bertha, because as much as Bertha is me, and like everything Bertha says or does is what I would say or do, just amplified, I still see her as like almost like half me and half my grandmother in a way. So like there's just always like a connection there with her through Bertha, which is like amazing.
That's really sweet though. That's really sweet. That's such a nice story as well, like relating to Bertha's character.
Yeah, I guess so.
But yeah, how do you reckon you guys are gonna do tonight?
Oh, it's also Moon's birthday.
Oh, okay. Well, hopefully this comes out on Friday, so this whole thing isn't really...
Well, I hope so. but if not...
Moon.
Yeah. So I think we're actually, after this podcast is finished, we're going to practice... well, we're not going to practice any of the games we're playing, but we're going to go on Hypixel, and we're going to try and, like, play together and try and, like, you know, figure things out as a team.
1.8 when it's a 1.19 tournament.
Right, okay, but I refuse to go on the other server, okay? Right. So...
Okay, you know, that's actually... No, we won't say much about this, because I don't know why, but you can tell me afterwards.
Yes. But yeah, so, like, we're going to, like, test out our, like, team... dynamics. I mean, we already did it on MCCI quite a lot, so like we know what our skills are, but we're gonna, you know, it's been a few weeks since we practiced together, so we're gonna go on again tonight and have some fun trying to play. I think we'll come, if I'm being honest, how many teams is it? 8?
I can check for you now. There are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
So I think we will come 6.
Okay, we'll see.
Being
honest.
We'll
see then. We'll see how that goes.
I mean, Lackey's in it, and like, I love Lackey so much, but I just know he's freaking, like, I know how, like, I've seen his VOD, like, for MCC, so I know that he's very competitive, as am I.
There's a lot of good players.
But yeah, so I'm kind of nervous. And I've seen you play before, not obviously MCC, I've not seen you obviously play MCC, like, the event, MCC.
Well, I won Mania Pride, so...
Right, yeah. Well, I might have to bump it down to 7th. I don't want to go any less than that.
We'll see. Not last.
I hope. As long as it's not last.
So, one more thing then, and we'll move into the Twitter questions. Sadly, this is just going to have to be minimized answers. Once again, I feel really bad. I am so sorry, Bertha.
It's okay.
So, future of Bertha, darling. Give us a quick little rundown.
Okay, I want to turn a lot of great TV shows that you have enjoyed over the years into Minecraft series.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Ooh, okay. Anything else for the future of Bertha, or is it just that?
Short-term future, a lot of SMP content, I would say. I just want to kind of... Because I'm so new to this space, really, when I think about it. It's like, even though I've been behind the scenes for a while, and I've, like, watched as a viewer for, like, 10 years, I'm new for people to recognize and know. So honestly, I want to just do as many events as possible. I want to meet as many people as possible. And I also say yes to everything. So if there's ever an event, you know, I'm asked to do it, then I'm 100% always going to say yes.
Okay, there we go. Any event owners or anything, if you want Bertha Darling in your tournament, then go ahead.
Please, I'm begging.
her and the Aqua Alliances, there we go.
Yes.
Maybe not always on a team, but don't forget about that team kind of thing.
Yes, great people.
There we go. Okay, so, Twitter questions. I have 3 Twitter questions for you here, Bertha.
Okay.
I don't need quick answers for these per se. It's just the future one is so basic, you know. I don't know, like, yeah, it's just a quick little recap of your future. Try not to get into too much, otherwise you'll end up leaking something by accident. And that's why I always say just sweet and simple so you don't leak, you know?
Yes.
So The first one's from Apple Eye.
Apple.
And they're asking, is there anything you do different in your career and why?
Oh,
deep question.
I mean, like, it's been a really short thing so far. Like, it's been 5 months. What? No, not 5 months. 4 months? I don't know. 5 months, I think. What? Yeah, maybe. I don't know. But like, so I can't really, there's nothing. I mean, I don't have regrets. First and foremost, I never regret anything because I put so much time and thought into my decision making that I never have any regrets. Although I think, honestly,
I mean, if you have nothing, you don't have to try and force an answer. If the simple answer is nothing, then it's fine to be nothing.
Yeah, honestly, like, the only thing I would say is, like, I have no regrets, right? What I will say is, if I were to have a regret, it would be to have asked to be in New Life SMP, but I did ask to be in New Life SMP and I got rejected. So that's what I mean. So I don't have a regret. But I remember at the time thinking to myself, if I didn't ask, I would regret it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, that makes sense. It's like with the podcast thing, like, I've reached out to a good few creators and like a good few of them haven't responded, but it's also like they might see that DM future down the line and then change their mind and respond. And it's like,
yeah,
if I'd never DM them, then they'd never respond. And it's like, you know, you gotta shoot your shot. Everything happens for a reason, like we said.
Yes, exactly. So the message I would give is ask, because it's not going to be yes every time, but the probability of it being yes if you ask versus yes if you don't ask is a lot higher. So even though I didn't get accepted to be in this SMP, I sure as heck would have had a less likely chance of getting in if I hadn't asked at all. So ask, ask, ask. It doesn't hurt to ask. It really doesn't.
But I mean, it's also like, if I'd never asked you to come on the podcast, you probably wouldn't have reached out to come on the podcast.
I would not. No. Exactly. So exactly.
And yeah, fair enough. I mean, like as I always say as well, I've literally said it, it's in the description of everything pretty much. If you'd like to be a guest on the podcast, always reach out as well. Like, even though I mean, I always give a response. I got like a little thing that I say is like, just because you reach out doesn't promise a podcast appearance, but I'm more looking just to see who's interested in coming on the podcast. So if you ever feel like you could be on the podcast, shoot your shot. Why not? It doesn't hurt, does it? I am exactly. pretty booked though, so.
Well, yes, but you never know. You might need a guest last minute, kind of like me, and no one else is available. And then,
I mean, you were the first person I asked. So
no, I know. I'm just saying for those people who might want it. Oh my gosh. Anyways, next question.
The second one comes from Semi Brov. I don't know.
Okay.
I guess if you know, are there any other events you seek to join with your friends? So like on your own with your friends. Same answer for both.
There's one. I wouldn't call it an event.
Like event,
but you know how I mentioned earlier the whole SMP that like I love and it's like I'm gonna be a part of it.
Can you tell me the name and I cut out?
I will, as long as you promise to cut it out.
Don't worry. You know, if you'd listened to other podcasts, then you would know that, like earlier, with the name that you said earlier, that is actually gonna be radio silence. No one will know what you said other than me.
Okay, it's okay. Have you ever heard of?
No.
Bang. Well,
it sounds cool though.
It's like, yeah, it's literally my favorite SMP of all time, and it's coming back and I get to be in it as well as the Aqua Alliance and some really incredible creators, so very, very excited for that. But in terms of like
everyone,
oh sorry,
the
go
podcast
on.
She said was you've heard me say that it's
I, you know, no.
It's definitely not being silent every single time I say no. X-Life. Like,
No.
But yeah, sorry, carry on. I didn't even tell you. What other events and stuff?
But in terms of, like, events that I'd want to be on that, like, we aren't on, Wipeout, MC Wipeout would be fun.
Same.
And Block Wars would also be very fun.
Same. I could also I could also talk to the owner of, I mean, I guess like you actually, to be fair, because you're in the Jycast game, like, you should reach out to the owner of Minecraft Mania as well.
I'd love to do that.
And I could probably talk to the owner of Mayhem as well. Interesting.
Oh yeah, honestly, I'm down for anything. Sign me up to every single thing there is. Like, this creator called Gavin reached out to me about being in an event called Bid Wars, and I'd heard of it before, so I was kind of like a bit gagged that I was asked, especially because some of the creators in there were very, it was a very like PvP based game, let's say. It was very much It had, I'm pretty sure it had, like, ant venom in, and...
Ant frost, yeah, I know
it had. Ant frost, oops, sorry, no, I'm really bad with names as well.
I'm just saying I know
what okay. was in it. Yeah, like, ant frost, I think Fire Breath Man was in it once, or something, and, Green Ninja?
Green Ninja.
And you know what? We beat their team in a PvP brawl, so...
Oh, okay.
I'm like, yeah, like, I'm not... known for PvP, but you know what, I can swing my sword if I have to.
You could be entertaining in events, perfect.
Yes, let's say that.
I'd love to be in block wars and MC Wipers. Well, I won't do it. I'm too good at leaking stuff. I'd love to be in everyone knows tournaments too, so
yeah, cool.
And the last one comes from Altus. They asked about 10 questions, but I just picked out one of the ones I think you'd like to answer. So
okay.
And it's any advice for upcoming content creators?
Oh, okay. I would say think about the community that you want to create. So I always use these two examples of my community and Prismarina's community. So Prismarina is a very chaotic, crazy in the best possible way creator. Like, she is unhinged, and I love her for it, and none of those things are bad. And her audience, who I also love because they're very, like, they're friends with my audience, is also very like chaotic, and it resembles Priz wonderfully, and they love Priz, and for a good reason. And my community is full of very, very, very kind and loving and emotional people who just want to be seen and heard. And I love that because I am very much I say that Bertha is mother, because she basically is like a mother to a lot of like a fictional mother to like a lot of these people. Like, I like to think, as you know, if you don't have a great relationship with like your family or with people in general in real life, Bertha will always be here to make you smile and like to bring you some joy. Also, sorry if you hear my cat.
Mel. Yeah, we hear the cat.
RTM.
It's fine, don't worry about it. They're just trying to say hi. They're just trying to get
involved. He is, yeah. So my advice would be, know the community you want to make. Know the people that you want to enjoy your videos. It's like, so for me, that is people who are caring, who are very kind and respectful to everyone, inclusive. Like, I love the people that watch my videos so much. I could literally like tear up thinking about them. They're just so like ride or die. I really do appreciate them so much. But in terms of like actual content, I think the best thing to do as a small creator starting out is play and meet and talk to as many other creators as you can. They don't have to be like these huge creators. They can literally be the same as you, just starting out. But making friends not only is going to give you passion to then make content, because you're all making content together. It's this fun thing of like, oh, are you posting tonight? And like all of this. But the other thing is that you're going to grow with these people, and you're also going to meet a lot of other people through these people. And you always just want to be nice as well. That's my biggest thing, is that you just want to be a nice... You want to be a nice person to everyone. Unless like you have a valid reason, then go off and you know, feel the way that you want to feel. But don't do it publicly either.
Yeah.
If it's about like one specific person. If it's about like a company or a group, go off, Queen. Borderline. You say what you want to say. Yeah, like semi go off.
Just
like,
don't
hint.
Target individuals.
Don't ever target individuals unless it's a personal experience that you've had where you're the victim and you feel like sharing that story.
Unwarranted.
Yep, go for it. Yeah.
Don't unneedingly go off on pointless drama. There we go.
There's no point. Yeah, exactly. You're not going to feed anything except for bullying, essentially. So
there we go.
Just, yeah. Stick to yourself, stick to your friends, and just have fun. Honestly, people will try and make like give you, I see so many Twitter threads saying the way to create a perfect video. That's none so of that cute, matters. Yeah, none of it matters. Like, I mean, look at me. Like, my very first video is the one that has the most views on my channel. That took me an hour to record and maybe half an hour to edit. And then my most recent video, which has the lowest amount of views on my channel, took me about a week to record and 2 weeks to edit. And so it's like, you can't craft these things properly. Like, and also one final thing about that point is, just wait. If one of your videos, if you make a great video and you know it's great, but YouTube isn't pushing it, don't feel disheartened, because it might be that one day you post a video that hits the algorithm, and then that old video that you love so much is going to get pushed, and you're going to get all those views that you wanted. Not that views are the massive end goal to everyone, but if that is for you, then don't just be discouraged, because like I said, one day maybe they'll pop off, and then that video will pop off too. So just be persistent.
There we go. That's Bertha's advice. Look at that, eh? I'd leave my advice, but you guys can listen to another podcast that may or may not be happening. Hints. But yeah, Bertha, sadly, with that final Twitter question being answered, it brings the end of the Inside MC podcast.
Dang.
I am boiling hot. I have been awake for a very long time, and we have been recording for an hour and 45 minutes.
Oh my gosh.
So I think the heat and the tiredness is what like hasn't helped, but I've been zoned in the entire time. I've heard every word you said. I've answered every word you said, and we have had an amazing, amazing podcast.
We have. Thank you so, so much for having me on. It's been so nice to just talk about myself for the last hour.
So before I close the podcast off, please, Bertha, darling, let us know everywhere we can find you. Let us know your name on Twitter, YouTube, Twitch, anything else you want to promote. And a quick little segment here. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, my YouTube is at Bertha Darling. My Twitter is at Bertha Darling YT. Everywhere else should be just at Bertha Darling. And then you can go to my website, berthadarling.com.
Oh, you actually have a website?
So, yeah. Yes, I have merch.
Oh, the merch. Okay, well, cool. Okay, I thought you just then had a website talking about yourself.
Imagine. Oh, maybe I should.
A little blog. Oh,
you've given me an idea.
You could turn into a bit of a blog.
Yes.
That wouldn't be too bad.
No.
Oh, there you go. That's how you find Bertha Darling on all social medias. Well, thank you, Bertha. Once again, this has been great. If you could just please... You can say the outro. I'm gonna say what I need you to say. I need you to say it in the Bertha Darling voice, please. Okay.
Okay.
Right. So the outro goes, and you know, if you don't get it the first time, completely fine. All right. So this has been the Inside MC podcast. Thank you all for watching. Don't eat too much bread. Pieces, specifically pieces. Okay.
This has been the Inside MC podcast. Thank you all for listening. Stay safe. Don't eat too much bread. Pieces.